Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's right here Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to jump on the phones, and thank you guys for listening. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being a part of Atlanta's number one sports station. We want to be clear at 2:25. If you missed the start of the show and you're going, what are you guys talking about again? Chipper called out Mike and said that he didn't feel like Mike should be saying the things he said about Bobby Cox last night in regards to Snit stepping away. And whether it was timing or just what he said, He despised the comments, and so we're talking about that. But let's be clear, 2:25. We love Chipper Jones.
Yes.
We cheered Chipper Jones on when he was at his best, when he was at his worst. He is our guy.
And you're right. I don't want this becoming some provocateur who I'm sure somebody saw what I commented on and sent it over to Chipper, and a lot of Braves fans are in their fields.
Sure,
because they can't delineate, you know, a man who's been struggling with his health and a take about his record as a manager. You know, years ago.
Which is the work.
Which is what I was discussing. Right. But again, that's Chipper's prerogative, but I'm with you. We've had Chipper on the show. We've always said if there's ever a guy we want more around the Braves, whether it's spring trainer when guys are struggling at the plate, it's Chipper Jones. And of course, he's entitled to it. It's his opinion, just like I'm entitled to my opinion. And he loves the guy. Like everyone who played for Bobby loves the guy. I understand that. But just to Carl's point, we would love to get Chipper on to talk about it.
Yeah. So that's with that said, the question for you is, though, and it's okay. No matter which way you stand on this, do you feel like Bobby Cox, with the great teams he had, even the lesser teams, did he overachieve with lesser talent in the years that you felt like the Braves weren't that good? And there were very few years in the 90s when they weren't that good. Or do you feel like he did more with less or less with more? That's really the discussion. That's how this all came about as we're comparing and talking about Brian Snicker. Snicker doesn't have one single pitcher that he managed that's going to the Hall of Fame. Not one. And if you're going to say Chris Sale, this is at the end of the tenure.
Right.
And by the way, that's not a guy that came up in the organization. Okay.
Right. Maybe Max Fried, you know, catches a break health-wise and pitches up to, you know, 250 wins or whatever the benchmark will be when his career is over. But Max Fried was the best pitcher he had. You know, we talked about it. You know, Snicker had to deal with injuries up the yin-yang. Fultonavich, you know, he looked like a young promising star. Then he flakes out. Then Soroka, the injuries. Ian Anderson. You know, we talked about Sean Newcomb. Tuki Toussaint. You know, at one point he was using Julio Teheran. I mean, Julio Teheran was our game opening day starter for many years. Not even close to the kind of firepower that Bobby Cox had at starting pitching.
Stan in Cartersville, thank you for listening, Stan. Hey, man, what do you think?
Yeah, guys, I think I'm going to have to side with Michael on this just a little bit with a little bit of a caveat to that. So baseball, Major League Baseball is a marathon. The season is a marathon. It's not a sprint, and it's completely different than the postseason. And I think Bobby Cox is probably the best Major League Baseball manager for the regular season that's ever been in the sport. But he was not the best postseason manager. That doesn't mean he wasn't a good postseason manager. You know, you and I, all sports fans, know that in the postseason, in any sport, it's catching lightning in a bottle. You have to be healthy. You have to hit. Everybody has to be, especially in baseball. Everybody has to be get hot at the right time. It is such a finite area that you have to hit right there in the postseason to do that. And that's not all Bobby Cox's fault, but You take a couple of scenarios. You take Kent Herbeck not pulling Ron Gann off the base in 91 and 96. It's Mark Wurlers throws a fastball instead of a slider to Jim Leyritz, we're not having this conversation because we've got three world championships for Bobby Cox there. So there's so many little things that affect this in postseason that over the course of a long season don't, because it showed that the Braves were clearly the best team in the 90s, both sides, the American League and National League. So that's my take on it, guys.
No, it's a great take.
Thank you.
And you're bringing up some great history there. And it's a conversation that we had a couple of years ago with John Smoltz, you know, about the validation of that. And even John kind of paused and said, yeah, another one would have really kind of put it over the top. And the 96, you know, that's kind of like the high watermark. You're right. You know, that throw to Leyritz. And what maybe goes the other way? Does things change? I don't know. It's kind of like the great what-ifs with the Falcons in the Super Bowl 51. But it's a great point. Look at Tony La Russa. He's got three World Series. He lost two of three with one of the best teams in the history of baseball, the Oakland A's.
Ever.
The Bash Brothers. I mean, he lost to the Cincinnati Reds. Got swept by him in 1990. Had all his division titles with the Cardinals. He won two with the Cardinals, which, again, that's Jim Leyritz. Now, I think you could argue that aside from Bonds, the talent went down a little bit on that Pirates squad. Never had the pitch that the Braves had. But you look at the guys, the top managers based on wins and losses, and some of the best. Bruce Bochy's got four World Series.
It's crazy.
Right? But again, to everything the caller said, and I understand part of that, but at the end of the day, you do judge the elite managers on the championships.
Stan, you said something, and it's okay. We're giving you permission. We can say these things because you're vested. You said, I think he was a great regular season manager. I don't think he was the best postseason manager. It's okay. That's fine to say that based on what you feel and what you saw with your own eyes. Jeff on 75. Jeff, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking about this?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I got a couple of things with it. I'm sort of 60-40 leaning towards Mike because with Bobby Cox, yes, we had – all of the talent. Well, Greg Maddux was here, but Greg Maddux should have only started in Atlanta because his breaking balls don't break as much when we go to these cold climate cities sometimes. He may have a pretty good, you know, I think he may have a losing record in postseason than his regular season.
He's 11-14, to your point.
Yes. So that's what I mean, because it seems like if he's pitching in a cold climate, breaking balls don't break as fast, as hard. Smoltz, Avery, the other guys that threw harder, they can get the ball over the plate with perfection because that thing is still coming at you. Also, with Snit had to pull the right card, punch the right buttons because he knew – his team, he knew all the injuries, what he had. And one last thing, on the next replacement for Snit, I hope they have the wherewithal that Snit had to stick with his players because Snit, everybody was hollering for players to be benched, where there was Micah Harris, there was Ozzie, there was Ozuna. Snit stuck with him, then all of a sudden, boom, light came on, they started stroking. I mean, they were hitting everything. So I don't know. I like Snit. I like Bobby Cox, but I like Snit just a little bit better.
Fair.
Thanks, guys. I'll take my call.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you listening. Jeff on 75. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're not talking playoffs because we're not in them. Hopefully next season we will be. Hopefully they make the right moves, and it's going to be a very big offseason for the Braves. But I want to point out something that he said. Jeff on 75, we're going to get to Jeff and Alpharetta here in a minute. Mike, he said Snit had to push all the right buttons. He's not lying. There was little room for error in the year that we won the World Series. With all the replacement pieces, and we forget, a lot of that was done to fill the void of one Ronald Acuña. Okay? That is why you went and got all these guys, and they all gave you something else. But he had to push the right buttons. Here's the kicker. Bobby had room for error because his teams were better. Bobby had room for error because his teams were better. If Snit screwed one of these decisions up, guys, we don't win it.
Now, the other thing, and this is where you could go through, like, this year, you can look at it. I did a little bit yesterday at the end of the show, talking with some of the Braves fans. We were debating this question. And again, if you're just tuning in yesterday, I said that Snit did more with less, and I thought that Bobby Cox did less with more. The year you got the Dodgers down 3-1, you got the now I know the 2020 season is strange because look, the Dodgers hung a pennant for it. It still matters. They got rings.
They did.
But that's a year, guys. We're up 3-1 in the NLCS
in a shortened season,
right? But rare that you're going to miss that opportunity. Why did we blow it? We had no pitching. You got the Dodgers down 3-1. You know what Snicker had to roll with? A bullpen start. We had to go Minter, Matzik, Green, Smith, Webb, Tomlin.
Keep your fingers crossed.
That's a little bit different than what the Dodgers are rolling with, okay? This is where, in 97, I'll give you a check for Bobby Cox. It's not Bobby Cox's fault that Greg, you don't get the strike calls from Eric Gregg.
Yep.
That was it Hernandez? Who was the pitcher?
It was.
For the Marlins.
It was.
Was getting stuff like 2 feet outside. But I heard the caller previously, and that's the thing with Maddox. Greg Maddox is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. But when it's a game 6 or a game 7, who do you want on the bump? I want John Smoltz. I want Tom Glavine.
I agree with that.
Jeff
in Alpharetta, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jeff, hey, man, how you feeling about this?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I do slightly disagree with you, Mike. You can't underestimate the fact in a 9-year period he went to 5 World Series. 5.
Right.
Besides Joe Torre, I can't think of another modern-day manager that has done that. And in the era he was coaching and manager is a lot different than the era we're in now. There was the PEDs, all the other crazy things with baseball that was going on. You can't underestimate, just because he didn't win those World Series doesn't mean he didn't deserve the credit for getting to the World
Series. Yeah, but at the end of the day, when you're talking about elite managers, and that's what we're talking about, because Snicker, I thought, amazing what he pulled off in 21. But, how else do you judge them? The manager, that's why when we talk about the Tony La Russas of the world, and the guys, whoever you consider are the elite managers of all time, this is what it comes down to. I mentioned to Carl today on the pre-show, the 99 season when Javi went down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's one of the best. That's Chipper's MVP season. That's one of his better managing jobs. I can, for the life of me, I'll never understand the 1998 affinity for platooning players. When the Braves start hitting in San Diego, we come back to go back and look it up. Look at the lineup that manager Cox put out there in game 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.